Welcome to Lorenz, and I know it's been like mad long since I've done a podcast, but I've been working like a fucking slave. And when I say a fucking slave, I means a fucking slave. Do I sound serious? I hope so, because I'm fucking tired and I'm trying to squeeze this in before I go the fuck to sleep. Catch up, maybe? Let's see. I've been working way too fucking much. Borderline burnt the fuck out. Ready to go back to fucking school. Summer is fucking ruined. And, I guess the good thing about this shit is that I have money for Seattle. Whoop-de-motherfucking-boo. All work and no fun makes Guani fucking piss the fuck off. Now, while we're discussing work, I have to ride the bus and trains to and from work. I don't have a problem with that. I like public transportation to a certain extent. I missed the fuck out of my car, though, because it was cheaper to have a motherfucking car. And I'm sorry, Hoop DeVille, for, you know, not appreciating you when I had you. I'm sorry, like, when I get you, when I get home, I'm going to give you a nice oil change. And I'm going to wash you now. And I'm going to love you and I'm going to take care of you like I know you're supposed to be taken care of. And I won't complain when I have to put gas in the car, because it beats paying like almost $200 a month just to get back and forth to work when I can just pay 40 or 30. I miss you. I love you, Hoop DeVille. But anyway, so the things that I don't like about public transportation is that people just don't understand that there's etiquette. There's an etiquette process. Yes. You can't just do any motherfucking thing you want on the public transportation. Because guess what? Motherfucker, it's public. And it's bad enough that we riding this motherfucker. We don't need your fuckery to intrude on our peaceful ride. Number one, sweetheart. Get off the fucking phone. Get the fuck off the phone. If you can't talk in your inside voice when you're on the bus and or train and when can't nobody really hear you, they can hear you, but they can't hear you, then that's okay. But you talking all loud and shit, hey cuz, you got my money though, cuz? Yeah, I'm being jailed, can you bail me out, cuz? Blah, 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 got a warrant, cuz. I don't need to know all that shit, bruh. I don't need to know all your business, bruh. I don't, cuz. I don't, okay? Number two, don't be fucking blasting your little music off your little BlackBerry, bitch. Don't, you tried it, honey. You're trying it. Don't nobody want to listen to you, your music. Don't nobody care. Okay. Put your headphones in. And if you got your headphones in, bitch, turn that shit down to an approachable, why did I say approachable? A good volume level. A respectable volume level. It's one thing to be walking outside and, you know, you have your music blasting. That's cool. I can get away from you outside. That's fine. If we walking down the sidewalk together, I can get away from you. But in a closed space, my nigga, a closed space. Did she unplug my motherfucking MacBook, though? And did not plug the bitch back up? No wonder why this motherfucker keep going black. Anyway, then that's fine. I don't care because I can get away from you. But don't be having this shit blasting Lil B, killing my motherfucking brain cells, and you cooking on the platform. Bitch, where they do that at? Turn that shit down. It be like 6 o'clock in the fucking morning, and the only people up is a couple white people and some Mexicans, and we the only black people on the platform, and your ass is blasting Little B, the bass god, at 6 motherfucking clock in the morning, you cooking on the platform, listen to motherfucking Little B. I need you to get your life in order. I need you to listen to some gospel, some Taylor Swift, something, and quit shaming the motherfucking race, okay, sweetheart? Thank you. Number three. It's fine. Sit next to me. I don't care. There's extra seats on the bus for a reason. Because sometimes the shit might be crowded. I get it. Honey, I get it. You know, I don't care if people sit next to me on the bus. I don't have a problem with that at all. But sweetheart, when the bus is damn near empty, I need your ass to raise the fuck up off my leg and switch seats. Why is you still sitting next to me, though? I ponder this. I fucking ponder this. This one guy, my leg was like numb. And then he kept moving and nudging me and all this. I'm like, bruh. Hello? I mean, you all invade my motherfucking personal space. Squish the fuck over, nigga. What word am I trying to say? Scoop, nigga. Scoop the fuck over. Scoop the fuck over. What number am I on? Four? What's the fourth one? Oh. If you have about 12 kids, I need you to get your money out before you get the fuck on the bus, okay? I ain't got time. It's 6 o'clock in the motherfucking morning. I haven't been at work all motherfucking night. I'm tired. I'm ready to go to sleep and shit. And you over here with all 12 of your little raggedy ass kids and you ain't got your money out for the bus. And you sitting here counting coins and quarters and nickels and dimes and pennies, putting shit in the slot. I ain't got time for this shit. I need you to get your little Metro pass or something and just make that shit beep. And so you and your tribe can get the fuck on the bus. Because I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting every motherfucking morning for your stupid ass and all 20 of your stupid ass kids to get on the motherfucking bus. Okay? I'm just tired. I'm tired of waiting. I'm ready to go the fuck home. Is that number 6? Or am I even on number 6? Nigga, I'm on number 5. I think. Am I on number 5? What the fuck else is number 5? Oh yeah, number 5. Don't be sneak taking pictures of my boobies. What kind of bullshit is that? Really, though. And like, I mean, like, it's like 2011, okay? It's almost over. Matter of fact, it's almost 2012. People know when you're taking a picture of them. Your phone don't need to be all the way up at your face, you know, to text. If you gotta put your phone up, you blind as fuck, my nigga. And you don't even need to be riding public transportation by yourself because you blind and you need a walking stick and don't know why you got a phone because it's pointless because you can't see shit. I'm just saying, nigga. Stop taking pictures of people on the motherfucking public transportation. Especially my boobies, nigga. That's perverse. Number 5, I'm trying to think of number 5. Oh. Move the fuck out the way. Honey, I don't need you. Oh, motherfuckers just be walking hella slow. Everybody know that somebody is heading to a bus or another train or some motherfucking where. And you motherfucking walking all motherfucking slow. You're taking your Metro card all out motherfucking slow. You don't know how to use the bitch. I mean, it's pictures. It's words, nigga. Read. Follow the pictures. I mean, if you can't read, there's pictures. You know? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Are you there? Is your brain there? I need you to get shit together. Anyway, that's all I got for you today. It seems like all the Mexicans have left me alone. And now I'm being bombarded with motherfucking Africans, and it's making me motherfucking racist, and I need to get the fuck out of this city before I kill myself. And yeah, bye bitches.